had a bad hip that went out, was supposed to have surgery, and was advised to go for stem cells or look into it. I did, and I was with Dr. Wagner, and I couldn't be happier.
When did you start feeling that you needed to do something?
About a year and a half ago.
And what were the symptoms?
Hip was bothering me, hard to walk. And then when I finally, I just got in from running, so excuse me, and working out on the elliptical, which is a good sign for what my hip is doing.
I guess it is.
It was getting hard to get to my feet, and so that's when I had the procedure done, and it's actually within a month it was great, and it's been really good ever since.
And I imagine as a pilot, especially if you're flying to Hawaii back and forth, you got to sit in one position for a long time.
Yeah, that wasn't the best thing in the world for it.
No, exactly. And when did you first feel the effects of the procedure?
3 or 4 weeks. I mean, I was walking really good shortly thereafter. You know, I'm 80 to 90% better is what I'd say. I've been real pleased with it.
You are how old now?
64 years old. I've been surfing, snowboarding, windsurfing since I was about 10 years old. So that's 54 years of activity. So my take is, from my experience with Dr. Wagner, to be honest with you, I plan on keep on surfing for a long time. And I see him as kind of a great ticket to keep on doing that.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive. What's the biggest wave you ever surfed?
20 to 25 foot face.
That's pretty good.
I'm 64 years old. I figure I've only got about 20 more good years of surfing left, maybe 25. And thanks to Dr. Wagner, I'll hopefully I'll be able to continue doing that. Matter of fact, I had such good results from my hip surgery, I ended up having a shot in my shoulder to kind of stave off any problems. I had dislocated shoulder about 25 years ago. It's fine as long as I keep paddling.
Mm-hmm.
When I stopped surfing while I was letting the hip heal, I could feel it being sore. I had an MRI on that. There was all kinds of tears in there. And my wife's a physical therapist. She looked at that and said, you're going to have problems with this shoulder down the line. So I just proactively got a stem cell shot into my shoulder, too.
And how's that doing?
It's doing great. I did that early last December. Dr. Wagner recommended staying out of the water for about 6 weeks. So right at about 5.5 weeks, I started paddling and felt better than ever.
That's pretty impressive. So if you were, you know, to describe the before and after, give me that story.
Before, I got to the point where I was limping. Just what you want to see is your pilot limping through the terminal. At least I wasn't wearing a white, carrying a white cane with a red tip, but it was not a good scene, and it was hurting. It wasn't bothering me too much surfing. I could get to my feet. Then when I was slow to my feet, it was starting to catch as I got to my, stood up. I would say afterwards, it's 90% better. I mean, if I didn't push it at all, it feels completely normal, like walking around without exercise or anything. It's I can't tell the difference between the right or the left hip. If I surf 3 or 4 days in a row, go for a hike, maybe go to the gym, it'll get sore for about a half a day. It really isn't bad.
I don't know how many of the listeners surf 3 or 4 days in a row, but they would probably accept that as a pretty good outcome.
Yeah, it is. And I might also add, my wife's a physical therapist. She was very impressed with the protocol after the surgery. Dr. Wagner is really informative. He was really had it all laid out, the procedures to follow. And she said, wow, this is the best I've seen from any doctor as far as post-surgery or post-procedure type stuff.
Well, that's great. And now you're not limping through airports on the way to your plane.
Exactly.
John, thanks very much. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.